Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TV, normally this is a field goal, obviously, but with that into that wind, they're going to go.
Impossible.
The exchange between Ryan and Willis again. There are so few times the backup quarterback and the starting center are taking snaps. Dennis Allen, bend it, don't break. What a play. And Coach LaFleur on the opposite side of the field in total disbelief.
The fake, Williams looking downfield, watching downfield.
And go get it, DJ. Go track it down, big guy. The throw of Caleb Williams' life, the catch of DJ Moore's life. What a scene.
One of the most improbable wins in regular season history. A walk-off for the Bears.
And now, live on 670 The Score and on the Odyssey app, it's Anthony Herron, former NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye. Football analyst for 670 The Score, Fox Sports, Sirius XM, Big Ten Network, and NBC Sports. Anthony Herron on 670 The Score.
For the better part of the next 3 hours, I am your voice. This is Anthony Herron on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Guess who joined us on the show? Join us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Download the Circus Sports app today. Any breaking news on the scores? Brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. And boy, was a memory created last night by these Chicago Bears. We will consider this a somewhat delayed post-post show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, our first Sunday morning edition of the post-post show. been a few hours since the game, but I am guessing many of you did not get a whole lot of sleep after that classic that we witnessed between the Bears and the Packers. And you know, the finish, the ending, was as classic as it can get. Much of the game did not feel like it from the Bears' perspective. But with all the injuries, with all the back and forth, with a few missteps here and there, it was yet another game where these Bears snatched victory from the jaws of defeat in the fourth quarter. I, in my time, have never seen anything like this squad, and they continue to surprise us over and over again. So I guess at a certain point, it shouldn't be surprising anymore. Yet and still, they are, because it just feels like it, especially against last night's opponent, against the Green Bay Packers, who have had the Bears' number so often. Packers had won 21 out of the last 25 matchups against the Chicago Bears. And much of that game was not going well for Chicago. There were elements that felt like it should be advantage Bears, like Jordan Love getting knocked out, Josh Jacobs not being able to play a big role moving forward here, Christian Watson relatively ineffective. Of course, we knew coming in Micah Parsons wasn't going to be in the game. Bears had their own injury bugaboos to worry about. They didn't let it slow them down. They let it slow them down. They didn't let it stop them from earning the dub. It did seem to me to be a game where the fortitude of both teams was being tested, and that enhanced the atmosphere at Soldier Field. I'm guessing quite a few of you listening right now were out there at the stadium. Want to hear from you as well. Hit me up at 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767, because there was a lot on the line last night. Of course, being able to maintain first place in the division was the biggest element of what was on the line. But then also, there was a degree of satisfaction taken in the Bears being able to beat the Packers, because there was this wait and see element to hoping the Bears would find a way to get a dub. Yes, they won against Green Bay in Green Bay to close out the regular season last year, but there weren't a lot of stakes in that game. And so this season, with the narrow miss, with the near miss that was there a couple of weeks back, to be able to stare down the nemesis, to be able to stare down the arch rival and find a way to come out with the dub, to me, that shows a lot. I mentioned the game last week against the Cleveland Browns as one of the more mature performances the Bears have had this season. I didn't necessarily feel like last night's game consistently showed all those same elements of maturity, where there were some penalties, there were some blown assignments, but yet and still there was a fortitude that was shown again by this squad that now has them at 11-4 on the season, game and a half lead over Green Bay in the NFC North. We know the regular season will close with the 8-6 Detroit Lions, but between this game and that, San Francisco 49ers await the Bears next week. But the playoff chances are immense at this point for Chicago. Not clinched, but they put themselves in really strong position to at least make the postseason and have the inside track right now on the NFC North. One thing that will perhaps decide the division will be a game today. So the decision will be yours whether or not you're going to be willing to do this, but I'll put the question out to you a little bit later in whether or not you will be willing to root for Aaron Rodgers. But that's a separate conversation. I do want to talk to you just for some perspective on my viewing experience from last night. I was at the Big Ten Network. I did my pregame duties over at Fox 32 with Luke Kanellis, Cassie Carlson, Tina Nguyen, on Bears Game Day Live. We finished that show up. Went and did a little bit of Christmas shopping. And then I went over to the Big Ten Network because the college football playoff was taking place. And Oregon was hosting James Madison in the third game of a triple header. It was on, really, heads up against Chicago and Green Bay. So I had the multi-screen experience going. Fortunately, in a green room in a television network, there's more than enough screens available. You're always watching various sporting events, football and basketball and what have you. I also had my own screens going with tablets and laptops and whatnot, but taking it all in, consuming all the sports action, but most closely consuming Bears-Packers and Ducks-Dukes, which Oregon ended up coming out with the win. What was your viewing experience for the game last night? Were you amongst the rabble, amongst the crowd that was out there at Soldier Field? I'm sure many of you were, but it was a really fun way to watch the Bears earn that victory, and I know that you would like to chat. So let's get our first caller in right now at 312-644-6767. Chris is out in Champaign wanting to talk about these first place Chicago Bears. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Big Man. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, man, I usually call in the morning during the morning show or whatever, and I've definitely been anti-Williams, said that he was going to be a bust, called the Bears going to be 5-12. And there's a point where you got to give props where they're due. I mean, Williams made two unbelievable throws last night. How many quarterbacks, I'm curious what you think, how many quarterbacks do you think could have made that 4th and 4 throw? I mean, I have to admit, it was a phenomenal throw under pressure. I mean, I'm just curious, how many you think, five other quarterbacks maybe in the world? It was crazy. So, unbelievable game. Fully aboard the bandwagon. It's taken a long time, but I'm on board. So let's see if we can do something in the playoffs now. So thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you making it, Chris. And I would imagine that the Bears themselves, and certainly all of us who root for this squad, would say welcome in. Plenty of space still available on the bandwagon. I do believe the Bears have one of the more sizable bandwagons in the football world. So there's always space available. And I get it. I really do. I know Chris isn't alone. And even in sort of getting to this stretch of the season, because there's so much shrapnel from years and years of Bears disappointment, from seasons and seasons of missed opportunities. And now here we are with this team seeming to be playing beyond anyone's expectations. And again, while Green Bay went into last night's game with key injuries and then compiled even more key injuries during the game, we'll discuss some of those in the plays that led to them in detail here today. But they weren't alone. We've seen what the Bears have been dealing with, what the Bears have been putting up with throughout this season. All the players who've been, all the minutes, all the full games that have been lost to injury from this Bears squad. So there's certainly no reason that anyone who cares about the Bears should feel sorry for Green Bay. Would Green Bay have looked different if Jordan Love stayed in the game? Perhaps. Now, you know, you check Packers Twitter, and they're as frustrated with Jordan Love as any Bears fan is with Caleb Williams at times. Even though Jordan Love has been, in a few years as a starter here, has been an extremely accomplished quarterback. Led them to playoffs and put up big stats, had big throws and big moments, but Green Bay's still not completely sold on Jordan Love, but they've been spoiled. They've had Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer quarterback for the majority of their lifetimes. You haven't been spoiled. You've been starved. You've been in the wilderness. You've been parched in the desert just waiting for a drop of rain. And now you've got much more than that in this Bears team, in this Bears offense, in this Bears quarterback, Caleb Williams. And I'm not here to tell you that I'm confident Caleb Williams is on some Hall of Fame trajectory or anything like that. But I think what we just heard from Chris and Champagne makes all the sense in the world. If you were out on Caleb before the draft, if you were out on Caleb during the draft, if you've been out on Caleb up to this point, less than two seasons into his Bears career, what are you still waiting for to get on board now? Because it's all of it's there. It doesn't mean he's arrived yet, but he continues to compile moment after moment, performance after performance, and chief amongst those, victory after victory. He's leading an 11-4 team that's first place in the division, second place in the conference, two games to go in the regular season, and he is a key cog in why. So just because Caleb isn't shouldering it all by himself at all times, that's no reason at all to not be in on the Bears signal caller yet. And what stands out to me as much as anything is the, I used the word maturity earlier. He's far more of a grown-up than most of you thought he was going to be. I mean, even this past week, like we used to live down south, kind of my sports media, sports broadcasting career started when we were living in Alabama. And I'm doing, I'll get old friends down there in the southern media who asked me to call in and talk some college football, talk some NFL. And there's Bears fans all over the country. So even when I'll do radio call-ins with some of the shows down south, they want to talk about the Bears because they know they have listeners who care about the Bears. And also now at this point, because Caleb Williams is so topical. And even just a few days ago, calling in, and one of my old friends in the Alabama media wants to talk to me about Caleb's fingernails still. I just had to ask, what exactly are we doing here? Have we not gotten beyond the point where we recognize that doesn't matter? That him painting his fingernails is still viewed as some kind of topical question? Still his first place in the division in mid-December, and I'm still getting asked about that. So I had to kind of laugh the question off and just let him know. I think we're beyond where that's still important. So I don't know that Chris and Champagne, I'm not sure that was a part of a factor where he was out on Caleb at first, or if he's just looking for a more consistently impressive completion percentage, or if he'd heard so much about the personality of the Bears quarterback beforehand that he just wasn't sure what to make of it. Or if he loved Tyson Bagent, who knows? And I get it. I love Tyson Bagent too. There's a lot to really root for in the Tyson Bagent story. But there's a variety of different factors that have had people hesitant to be all in on Caleb. And by my description of all in, I don't think it means that you are confident that Caleb is going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. It's not necessarily an all or nothing proposition. But to have the belief that he is worthy of your faith, worthy of your confidence, worthy of going on this ride with Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears in full enjoyment, in full investment in what his future may be for the Bears, what Ben Johnson has the opportunity to continue to help guide him towards, I think he has more than earned that. And I'm glad that Chris from Champaign is completely on board right now as well. And I respect and appreciate the fact that he's willing to admit he's one of these people who's been late to the party, been out on Caleb for a while. And I get that, again, because there's been so much pent-up shrapnel from what this team has been. But I do believe there's not just mounting evidence. There's a stockpile of evidence at this point for what this team has the potential to become, especially with that ground attack. You look at the way the Bears ran the rock, and what's so impressive to me is that when the opponent knows the Bears are looking to run the rock, they're at a point now where they can still play bully ball, and they've got two backs who can get that done at a remarkably high level. It's really gratifying to see that's what this offense has become. That's what this offensive line that was so heavily invested in over the offseason, that's what they're capable of. And my concern going into the game was the fact that neither Rome Odunze nor Luther Burden were available. And to me, the evidence throughout the season was that those were two of the three pass catchers, but as far as I could tell, the two wide receivers that Caleb seemed to have the most sort of automatic rhythm with. That discussion of getting on the same page, quote-unquote, with DJ Moore, that's been going on since last season. And, you know, it's not a topic that's just invented out of thin air, but it's also not something that can't be worked through. And now we're seeing back-to-back weeks, and DJ had some nice performances earlier in the season. They connected on some good red zone targets and multi-touchdown games. It's not like he hasn't found DJ at all, and there's a wide variety of pass catchers that the Bears have access to. But there's also a wide variety of reasons for why DJ Moore, in a career that's had a bunch of mediocre quarterbacks, a bunch of mediocre offenses, and he's also been, in some cases, in many cases, many seasons, kind of the lone primary target that they're just going to feed the rock to regardless. So this is a situation unlike those that DJ Moore has often found himself in the past, where there are other playmakers available to the QB, and there's a QB more capable, and we've seen statistical evidence of it all throughout the season, even in games where Caleb Williams hasn't had a high completion percentage. But you'll see games where 8-plus pass catchers catch the ball just because that's how this Bears offense operates. So it's not a passing attack that's centered around DJ Moore in the way that many of the ones he was on in the past have been. There's a variety of factors in that, but it's really, really encouraging to see the way that, especially the last couple of weeks here, critical moments where Caleb has gone to DJ, DJ has delivered, both of them still imperfect in this Ben Johnson offense, but that hasn't stopped the Bears from continuing to acquire wins. Let's get another caller in here before I get a timeout, and I see some of you others on the phone line as well, but let's go out to Tom from Amboy and see what he's talking about with these Bears coming out with another win, maintaining first place in the NFC North. Hey, Tom, what's happening? You're on the Score.
Hey, Anthony, really enjoying your commentary here about the Bears.
Thank you.
I just was wondering if you, it just seems to me we've seen Caleb with quite a bit of success here. And it seems like he still has so much room for improvement. And I'm just wondering what you might think about that.
Yeah, I appreciate you making the call, Tom. I agree. There's definitely room for improvement. And that's, to me, that's a great spot to be in. It's a spot that when you look at the development arc of Mitchell Trubisky, the development arc of Justin Fields, and now what we're seeing with Caleb Williams, there were games where the Bears were winning with Mitch Trubisky at quarterback. He won a bunch of games at QB, but it so frequently looked like he was overwhelmed by the opponent, and he wasn't getting a lot of help, at least not consistently, from the offensive play callers with the Bears. But those critical moments, those gotta-have-it times and in the fourth quarters, that's where, you know, Mitch came up short fairly consistently, similar to Justin Fields. And Justin had a lot of his career kind of in rebuild mode for the Bears. But there's a lot that now in year two for Caleb, where you see a team that's winning, that's surging, and a team that's not doing it with a dominant defense. They're doing it with a timely defense, a playmaking defense, but not the dominant Vic Fangio defense that we saw lead the Bears to that division title in 2018, or even as good of a defense as when they squeaked into the wild card in 2020. So there's so many elements that are aiding the Bears and getting these victories, but having the young quarterback be such an obvious and key part of that, that really enhances, I think, the belief that the teammates can have in him. And you're just seeing, you know, teammates on social media tweeting about him, the way they're talking about him publicly and in the locker room and everywhere else, is really cool just to watch the galvanizing force that has been Caleb Williams in some of these critical moments as the Bears now have their sixth fourth quarter comeback of the season. And to the previous caller's question, actually, Chris from Champaign, he was asking about the fourth down. And I couldn't resist being concerned that fourth down touchdown pass. Now, yes, it was a difficult pass. The physical difficulty of it wasn't one that I would say most quarterbacks couldn't make. You know, it wasn't necessarily a really long pass. It wasn't a pass where he had to be in some, you know, funny-bodied sort of position and still put a bunch of zip on it. He didn't have to show immense mobility. That was the type of pass where, frankly, Caleb had to beat the defense more with his mind than with his body. And that to me stands out in that way even more than some of these other moments where it had to be, you know, really difficult arm angle and a lot of velocity on the ball because of, you know, the distance between he and his intended pass catcher. You think back to that Cincinnati pass completion to Colston Loveland that iced the game and tight window way down the field, things like that. That fourth down completion to Jahdae Walker, that was a special play, special execution, but because he had to diagnose the blitz, he had to diagnose the coverage that was there on the back end, he had to put the ball on the money while fading away from a free oncoming rusher, do it before that rusher could get to him on fourth down. And the third down worried me a little bit. You know, he was looking for a very specific route to Colston Loveland, and he didn't want to take a sack, so he just fed the ball out of the end zone. But man, all right, it's fourth down now. It's game time. Like, I don't know. You didn't want to take a chance, take a risk on third down? You know, didn't think Loveland won the route? Okay, all right. It's fourth down, man. Kind of running out of opportunities here. So, yes, I was worried going into that fourth down, but I was really impressed with the presence of mind shown by Caleb and the faith to not throw. I mean, Tom Brady was talking about it before the snap, kind of foreshadowing, first guessing. All right, here's Colston Loveland. Here's DJ Moore. Here's the playmakers for the Bears, you know, lined up tight to the formation. That's where he's probably going to go. Didn't throw it to either one of them. Didn't throw it to Olamide Zaccheaus, who he had such a connection with during training camp. Threw it to Jahdae Walker, who'd only had one catch in his NFL career, and that came last night as well. But, man, what a big one that second grab was. I see the other callers on the line at 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. But I'm late for my first break. Chris Emma is going to join me a bit later in the show as well. He was out there at Soldier Field taking in all the sights, all the sounds from the field, from the locker room, from the coaches, and everyone else. We'll talk to Chris Emma a bit later in the show. And I certainly want to continue talking to you as well at 312-644-6767. This is the slightly delayed but right on time post show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, this has always been a big one. You know, it's my first two games, obviously, with it. But, you know, it means a lot to the people in the organization. It means a lot to the city of Chicago. You know, and it came down to the wire, really, in both the games. So it's going to be an exciting future, I think.
That's Ben Johnson after the game. He's got his first two matchups as the head coach of the Chicago Bears with the Green Bay Packers under his belt at this point. So in the regular season, Bears 1-1 versus the Packers. Had an opportunity to win each of the games. Green Bay came out with that first dub, Chicago, with a thrilling victory last night. We'll see. I think there is every opportunity that these teams will meet again in the postseason. We'll await that if it's going to happen, but man, was it fun to watch the Bears take that one down last night. Now, this afternoon, the Bulls take on the Hawks in Atlanta. Pre-game coverage coming up at 2:15, tip-off at 2:30 on the Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network powered by Heli Forklifts. Then tonight, it's Patriots at Ravens on Sunday Night Football. Coverage begins at 6:30 with kickoff at 7:20 on the Score and the Odyssey app. 312-644-6767. A lot of you probably just kind of wiping the crust out of your eyes, waking up after witnessing what we witnessed last night. Let's get some more phone calls in here. Bob is in Sugar Grove, was apparently out at Soldier Field last night. What's up, Bob?
Hey, what's up, Ant? Hey, I just wanted to tell you, you've been a wonderful addition to the Score. Your analysis is always just spot on, man. So, yeah, it was the best way to describe it. It was 2 hours and 57 minutes of hell and then 3 minutes of glory, man. It was, and you know, I'm a season ticket holder of 20 years, and I've seen just awful games. And, you know, last night when you're sitting there watching that game at the stadium and with the expectations and the anticipation going into that game, and you're dying inside. And then to have that happen the way that it went down with that last 3 minutes, and it was an amazing experience. It was one of those lifetime stories that you'll just tell forever. You know, because it was that type of game. And Caleb Williams, man, I'm done hearing anybody say anything. Does his completion percentage need to go up? Yeah, whatever. That guy has the clutch gene. This is the first quarterback in my lifetime that we have ever had on this team that is a true franchise quarterback. And I'm so excited about him and Ben Johnson in this team, in this season. It's got that feeling of fate. You know, it's like it's always hard to kind of say, hey, you know, is fate like a real thing? But the way this season has gone down, it's got that feeling to me. I don't know. They're going to be a tough out in the playoffs. That's all I know.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more, Bob. Appreciate you making the call on this Sunday morning edition of the Post Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. We got our first Bob of the day, so check that one off the list. There's Bob. And he's called in to the Score to talk some Bears. But the franchise quarterback aspect of it, and that's one of those things that I like that as a phraseology for where Caleb is at right now. Because when I mentioned earlier that, you know, I hope more and more Bears fans are all in with Caleb, it's not with the idea that he's a finished product yet. And that's what, especially earlier in the season or even into the midseason, as the Bears were winning games, but Caleb's performances were uneven. And there were some aspects of last night's performance that were uneven. Now, we're, of course, into the month of December where the weather conditions end up playing a factor in that as well. But I would argue Caleb's composure and his calm in game has continued to enhance more and more in the midst of playing in some of the most difficult weather conditions. Certainly the most difficult weather he's combated as a pro, but certainly more so than anything he had to combat in college. And I couldn't tell you about Caleb's high school weather. You know, I've watched Caleb's high school tape. I don't know if there were 30-mile-an-hour winds and 20-below wind chills or anything else like that. But we're watching him figure this out in real time. And I began telling you around midseason that Caleb and Ben, Johnson and Williams, that this combination of Bears head coach and offensive play caller and Bears playmaking quarterback, that's the combination that is nightmare fuel for Bears opponents. And what we're beginning to see right now, because part of that nightmare fuel was as Caleb was beginning to use his legs and extend plays more and more. And as we've seen, he's still abundantly capable of that gear, utilizing that skill. But Caleb's legs were, you know, they came up big in a few key moments in the game, but Caleb's legs weren't a big part of the storyline. It was Caleb trying to consistently diagnose the opponent from the pocket and make plays as, you know, what many of us would view as more the traditional quarterback. But he also happens to have this immense mobility to scramble, to extend the play, to move the chains with his legs when he needs to. But in the end, last night, his rushing total was one carry for 12 yards. It just happened to be a really important carry that ends up going for a first down when Caleb was three carries for 90 yards. I'm looking at DJ Moore with one carry for 12 yards. Caleb was three carries for 30 yards. A couple of those carries were back-to-back in critical moments where he's looking to move the chains, started his slide a little too short, which is becoming a thing. And I was talking to the midday show about it a couple of weeks back, and we talked about all these other things, but I wanted to make sure I got the little caveat in there towards the end of one of the segments I did with the midday show a few weeks ago. I would love to see Caleb starting to slide head first. And there are more and more offensive coaches who are starting to coach their quarterbacks to slide head first. Not only so you gain the additional yards, like that's the offensive, the schematic, the yardage advantage in sliding head first is that you get the additional yards, but also there's more and more coaches as we just are in the you can give yourself up sliding era, but there's more and more observations, let's call them data points, being collected that, you know what, when you start to slide feet first, you still see defenders trying to take shots at QBs, a la Jaquan Brisker. Last night, you know, wiping out a quarterback way after he should have when he hit Malik Willis. Let's get back to the phone lines, though. 312-644-6767. John is in LaGrange on the, we'll call it extended edition of the Post Show. John, what's up? We still got John in LaGrange? Going once for John. Oh, there we go, John. Hey, gotcha. Okay. Yes.
I think we're letting Ben, and it's so happy with the win, right? Like, we want to be positive. You are so positive, and it's really awesome. But I think we're letting Ben Johnson off the hook, like, with the trick play. And what was going on with fourth and one in the red zone? And, like, why would anybody do that, especially when we're like, giving credit to, like, the run? Like, we got two awesome backs. Why? I don't know if I missed an interview, and like maybe he had an explanation at some point and I missed it, but I'm interested in your opinion on why that happened.
Yeah, it's a more than valid question, John. I appreciate you. 312-644-6767. And yeah, in the first hour here, kind of starting off in a very chipper, positive sort of tone with things. I'm certainly going to get into some of the other observations as well. But you guys, you want to call in, you can talk about the Bears in whatever way you want to. So that particular moment, opening drive of the game, and the way the drive was sequencing, the Bears were moving the rock both on the ground and through the air. And so Ben Johnson on fourth and one, not fourth and goal, but on fourth and one from inside the five, ends up going with a deceptive play, a trick play. So Cole Kmet motions from outside in. He's behind center. Kyle Manungai deep as the neutral setback. Caleb's, you know, out detached from the formation somewhere. So the idea is, let's make the defense think Cole Kmet's about to tush push it. Then Cole pops up and starts like calling some other unique cadence somewhere. And then here's Drew Dahlman snapping the ball. Now, Drew Dahlman snaps the ball well over the head of Kyle Manungai. Manungai's running backwards, diving forward. Everybody's trying to figure out what's going on. So the decision, the play call there from Ben Johnson, it did feel far more exotic than was necessary to try and convert fourth and one. Gotten some version of this call a couple of times here lately, and actually I think a post show after the previous Packers game, there was a caller or two kind of questioning, I guess, some of the exotic decisions that Ben Johnson makes in some critical downs and distances. I'll say this. I think having creative plays, having deceptive plays available is always great for a coach to have in his bag of tricks. It usually looks brilliant when the players execute it, and it usually looks like you should be wearing a dunce cap when they don't. That situation in the game, it did surprise me. It surprised me that Ben Johnson went exotic, that the Bears offense went deceptive on fourth and one, opening drive of the game. He was asked about it afterwards, and he did say that he just liked the way the play looked in practice all week. Ben Johnson experienced enough as a play caller at this point to know that just because you liked it in practice doesn't necessarily mean that it suits that scenario in the game when everybody is still so charged up. And Drew Dahlman, he snapped it like he was expecting the back receiving the ball to be 20 yards behind him instead of 6 yards behind him. And then he thought the back was 6'6" instead of 5'6" like Manungai. So, you know, you're amped up and it's fourth down and Dahlman made a bad snap. So is that on player execution? Is that on the play caller? The answer is yes. So, yeah, that was one that I believe Ben would have wanted to have back. I think even the TV crew coming out of the half, I think, referenced that Ben Johnson said something about not liking that play call. He was asked about it afterwards and didn't really lean into thinking it was an awful call, but he explained that the reason was because during the practice week, it looked good, and he felt confident about it going into the game. I guarantee you this. You're going to be hard-pressed to find a coach who doesn't feel like a play is going to work when they call it, but you got to factor in the situation. And I do think that for a guy who has such a creative football brain, I do believe Ben Johnson balances that well, but I also believe that was a play call that he could probably take back. Let me get another timeout in. I see a bunch of callers out there. JR, Mark, Johnny, Lawrence, we'll get all of you in as we continue here. Only one guest booked for this show, so it's me talking with you talking to Chicago, the Bears, I'm sure, listening in as well. 312-644-6767. This is the Post Show on Chicago Sports Radio, 670.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Score.
I've been in some good games like that throughout my career so far. Some big games, some big rival games. Comebacks or, you know, being up by a lot. And so, feels good. I'm excited. I'm happy to be able to get that 11th win that we've talked about and that we've spoke about months ago. Just being able to be in this moment and coach to be able to trust me, couldn't ask for anything more.
You trusted him, all right. No doubt about that. Caleb Williams, DJ Moore, ripped the hearts out of the Green Bay Packers with that 46-yard bomb to close the show at Soldier Field last night. That was your quarterback after the game at the podium. I am Anthony Herron. This is the post-post show on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Baby T, Tyler Farengol on the ones and twos for me up until noon today on The Score. And a bunch of callers, understandably and excitably so, at 312-644-6767. Johnny is in Crystal Lake, has been on hold for a minute, want to talk about the results of the Bears. First place in the NFC North. Johnny, what's up? You're on The Score.
Good morning, man. Go Bears. Merry Christmas.
Appreciate you. Merry Christmas.
Hey, I want to talk about defenses here and all these unsportsmanlike, unnecessary roughness. Like, when are we going to start sticking up for the defense? Like, if the quarterback doesn't duck down, that's a square hit to his chest. And then you look at receivers, you're defending, okay? As a defense, you're defending. A receiver has a choice to go get that ball. That's why a lot of them have alligator arms, all right? This is getting ridiculous. It's called football. It's not flag football. How do you feel about all that? I mean, you have a choice as a receiver. You have a choice as a running back. You have a choice as a quarterback and how you want to take that hit. You know it's coming.
That's right, Johnny. I appreciate you making the call. And football is beyond a contact sport. My old high school coach, Phil Acton, the Silver Fox at Bolingbrook High School, he used to tell us football isn't a contact sport. Football is a collision sport. Dancing is a contact sport. Football is a collision sport, is what the Fox used to say. And so there is a degree of physicality, an immense physicality in certain positions that's just anticipated for the sport. Now, we did get to a point where it became the reg that, you know, a lot of bodies are just strewn about on the ground. That became a lot less socially acceptable after it just became the norm in games, or like every other series, you just get some dude laying flat on his back, motionless. That's not appealing to a wide variety of viewers. Now, there are going to be some, and, you know, you might be amongst them, Johnny. Maybe I'm amongst them at certain points as well, but who don't mind just seeing a body laid out. That being said, it's not a good look for the sport to have it as frequently as it was getting to be. And so that's where we saw more and more of the rules evolve, and the position it benefits most is quarterback. We'll play some sound for you a bit later in the post-post show here, where even Howie Long took exception to the hit that Austin Booker laid that knocked Jordan Love out of the game, which surprised me because I didn't have any issue with either hit that Jordan Love made on the quarterback. I also didn't have issue with either flag because that's just where the rules are. The first hit Booker got on Love, he laid heavy on him. That's going to get flagged in modern football. He picked him up, drove him into the ground, laid his full weight on him. Very physical tackle. Jordan Love got up from that one. And the one where Austin Booker's kind of, you know, ends up appearing late in the rush and Jordan Love tries to step up into him. Jordan Love is the one who ducks his head and leads into Austin Booker, who also has his head down. So the onus is the way the officials rule those scenarios, the onus is on the defender to avoid the helmet-to-helmet contact. So again, that was another one. It was a proper flag to be thrown. I didn't see anything malicious in the way Austin Booker went about it. Was he looking to make another physical hit on the quarterback? Yes. It's part of our jobs as defensive linemen. But I certainly didn't take it to be that he was headhunting for Jordan Love or anything like that. I do think we've become increasingly sensitized to violent helmet-to-helmet hits, especially when a player has to leave the game for them. But we'll actually play that Howie Long sound for you a bit later in the show. I see Mark on the line. I see Lawrence on the line. I see Chicago, Johnny, and Eddie. Rest of you can keep calling in as well at 312-644-6767. Get some more calls, and as we get to the top of hour number two, we'll do that next. I'm Anthony Herron. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.